You're listening to the NASM CPT Podcast with Rick Ritchie, winner of the ShareCare Emmy Award for Social Storytelling and the official podcast of the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Hey, y'all, and welcome to the NASM CPT Podcast. My name is Rick Ritchie, and today we're going to be continuing on with a dynamic postural assessment and page 811, which is your static and dynamic postural assessment chart that you can go with. So it gives you what are the short, what are the issues, what are the potential short muscles, what are the potential lengthened muscles, weakened muscles. But before we get into it, let me just tell you, I want to drop this in case you're listening and you've got a chance to DVR it or you're watching. But on Thursday morning, I will be on Good Morning America. So if you get a chance to tune in, that'd be great. I'm going to be on GMA and be talking about the benefits of movement for those with arthritis. So if you get a chance to check that out this Thursday morning, I know that these sit and you could be listening to this 2 years from now. So chances are it's not that Thursday. But if you're listening to when this is released, then please check it out and then let me know. Hit me up on social, on Instagram, DM me. Let me know if you saw me. Catch a little clip, post it, tag me in it. You can hit me up on Instagram at dr.rickritchie and post that. So that'd be greatly appreciated. All right, cool, y'all. Then let's get into it. So what are we going to talk about today? It's going to be relatively short because it's scapular elevation. So when we talk about movement, whether I'm pushing or pulling something, there's always a tendency for people when they push or when they pull to elevate, to shrug their shoulder blades up towards their ears. That's the elevation of the scapula. So it is a shrugging movement. Elevation and depression are the anatomical jargon that we use, but it's that shrugging position. Now, shrugging's not wrong, and we get a lot of times where we say, okay, the shoulders are elevating, keep the shoulders down, and we'll cue it, and then realize that just because somebody shrugs, it's not necessarily wrong. Just because somebody elevates, it's not wrong. In fact, a lot of times I've worked with people kind of over-cued by certain people to keep their shoulders back and down, and that kind of over-lengthening of certain muscles can create this ongoing neck pain. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to be the case every time. I'm just saying that a shrug is not always wrong. But if I'm doing an assessment and I'm trying to get the shoulder blades, the scapula, to move forward or backwards, and in the process, you are having a hard time keeping from changing that plane of motion. I want you to go forward and backwards with the scapula. It's rounding, it's wrapping around your rib cage. And in addition to that, you can't stop shrugging. Every time you give a push or a pull, it's just part of what you do. So now you're turning that into a motor pattern. It's not just that this muscle is short, tight, overactive, or these muscles are underactive. It's that it becomes now part of your movement. And we want to see if we can change that. We want to see if we can address the muscles and then address the movement. So when I do a pushing exercise, whether it's a standing cable chest press or I'm doing a cable row or a bent over dumbbell row and I get a bit shruggy, what are some of the muscles that cause the scapula to elevate? What are the elevators of the scapula? Well, there are going to be two muscles primarily we're going to address right now. On page 811 of your CPT-7 textbook, and we've been going through this series, and we're just hitting one for each podcast episode. And this is the scapular elevation. There are two muscles primarily we're going to look at. One is the levator scapula. And the levator scapulae, the levator scapula elevates the scapula. It raises the scapula. It shrugs the scapula. It gives us the shrug. And then the other one, which we're probably more familiar with, is the upper traps. So the upper traps are kind of the given. They're the major, bigger muscle. But that major, bigger muscle, a lot of times, guys, it's those smaller muscles that have the tendency just to get crazy tight, crazy overactive. The bigger muscles, like the traps, can, and they do, but a lot of times it's the levator scapula that's like, I'll do it, let me do it, let me do it. And they got that little dog energy, and then it is hard to tone that down. It is really hard to keep that little dog energy and tone that down for the levator scapula. So I'm not saying the upper traps aren't a part of it. They may very well be, but we're going to look at both of these muscles as a contributor to scapular elevation. Well, now we got to look at muscles that depress the scapula, and there are quite a few muscles that depress the scapula, but we are only going to address one. We're only going to address one. Now, there are others that we could look at. These are the ones, this is the muscle group we're going to address. It is the lower traps. The lower traps are going to be our primary scapular depressor. It doesn't mean other muscles don't do it or contribute to it directly or indirectly. This is just the one. This is the singular most important muscle for us to focus on. And so we will look at engaging the lower traps in order to create the depression in the scapula. Well, here's the thing. So my elevation can happen if I protract and if I retract. They all will work in elevation. But this elevation in the shoulders and the scapula tend to go with protraction. So we like to retract a lot of times and do our scapular elevation because it causes the upper traps to get shorter because they retract as well. They retract and elevate. So if I retract and elevate the scapula, then I get more engagement from my upper traps. Well, the same thing with my lower traps. Same thing there. If I really want to focus on those muscles, then I can also retract and depress. But here's a tricky thing. And I love this about this. If I go into scapular depression with retraction, I can get my lower traps to work. But a lot of those other muscles that want to jump in, all the other depressors that we may not want to necessarily be engaged, can start engaging in that position as well. And they have the potential to, but here's one of the things. The lower traps are upward rotators of the scapula, as are the upper traps. But when we go into upward rotation of the scapula, I can go into scaption, the arms going into like a overhead V position. So the Y and the YMCA. But when you do that, you go overhead and then keep pulling back. Keep pulling back and you will feel your lower traps engage. But here's the other thing. The upper traps also do upward rotation. Whoa. So I'm working the muscle that I'm trying to relax while also working the muscle that I feel like I need to engage and get more activation out of. Yeah, so what do? We try to maintain scapular depression whilst going up into that upward rotation of the scapula. So I want to keep a depression in my scapula and then maintain depression as I go up into my scaption and then keep going back until my shoulder blades squeeze together. And now I have a lot. I have all the lower trap energy going on. I've got depression. I've got retraction. And I've got scapular upward rotation all taking place. That is the trifecta. That is the 1-2-3 punch combination that's going to get those lower traps nice and engaged. Are they the only things? Definitely not. There's always more, but that's a great exercise. So sometimes I'll have people lie down face down on a bench and do scaptions. Sometimes I'll call them hitchhikers and it's just arm out straight and then take the arm all the way up overhead with the thumb pointing up. And that gives them a visual. Your clients have a visual. Show them hitchhikers. Give them that word. That'll help. Give them the Y from YMCA. That will help. And so what do? We go through and we say, okay, let's inhibit the muscles in the traps, upper traps. Let's maybe inhibit the muscles in the levator scapula. So that could be done with one of those hooks. You can kind of get in there and press down on these muscles. You can have one. I have it somewhere here. Oh, yep. Here's my handheld massage device that I like to use. This is a Hypervolt. There are a lot of other brands out there that you can use. I use the Hypervolt. I have it readily at hand right here. as I'm doing the podcast. It's just a tool that can help to minimize hyperactivity of muscles, and you can stretch those muscles. And then go into the lower trap activation series. Once you do that, then practice doing other things where it's like, okay, well, I need to practice scapular depression. Well, I can take my arms overhead and I can hang from a bar and I can practice depression, but I will practice that through a full range of motion of protraction and retraction. So I'll hang from a bar and I'll kind of protract and depress, and then I'll go back and retract. And then kind of all through that range of motion, I'll do repetitions of protraction and retraction and depression, because I need to be able to maintain scapular stabilization, not just while I'm retracting, but throughout that entire movement spectrum that my scapula will experience. And that is how we start to integrate some things. I want to very much isolate a muscle and get it to wake up. Smackaroo, wake up, lower traps, and then integrate it into some other movements like an overhead press or a lat pull down or a row or a push, all those things you might have gotten shruggy doing, and then do those exercises again and see if you can do those without shrugging. And then you compliment your clients, you tell them a good job, you give them some exercises to do on their own at home, and they get better. And then we don't even have to put it on the table again because they have better movement. And that's what it's all about. Let's create better movement, create better scapular stabilization, protect those shoulders, and clean up those movement patterns a little bit so that they can engage some of the muscles that may not be as strong or may not be as strong in the ranges of motion that it needs to contribute to. All right, cool. I hope you found that helpful. And if you did or didn't, like, subscribe, share with your fitness friends and family. Thank you so much for listening. You want to reach out to me? Do it. Hit me up on Instagram at dr.rickritchie or email me rick.ritchie@nasm.org. Y'all keep inspiring people to fitness. Thanks for listening. This has been the NASM CPT Podcast.